What is it?
Can we just start talking and make it like, if it turns out great, we use it as, I will cut that out. Probably not, but people think then we're professionals and we don't need to test our audio.
So you're basically gambling?
Yes.
I'm fine with it, but don't start annoying me for another episode because it didn't work.
Yeah. I'm still not over it that the 50 minutes of recording from Saturday was just gone. Like, it's so annoying.
It is.
I hate technical difficulties. Can we not just rent an apartment for just you and me and do like a 3-room apartment and 1 room for you, 1 room for me, and then 1 room just for the podcast?
If you pay, okay.
Your mother. Look, you have to pay too, okay?
Okay, fine.
The half. No, not even half. Like from 1,000 euros, 900.
900 cents? Okay, fine.
No! No, I'm just kidding. But it will be...
You can't win against this mastermind.
Damn you.
I know how to get out of shit.
But it will actually be so cool if we could do that. But no, you have to study at the end of the... No.
Universe.
Yeah. The other side of Germany.
Yeah.
So. Tell me, boy. Should we just start the questions? We're gambling fine. Right now.
Fine if, by me.
If this doesn't turn out like a normal audio, I quit.
You quit.
That's it.
Wow. You have no determination at all if that's all you need to get to fucking quit.
We put so much energy and then the audio doesn't work. I mean, my audio works, but not yours. And that's what sucks.
I have a stupid idea which could potentially work.
Oh, I'm listening.
What if you start recording by yourself and I record only my audio, and if you have problems with my audio, I just send you the MP3.
That's the best idea you've ever had. You genius, bro.
I have heard. I just gave it.
No, that's the best idea I've ever heard from you.
You have ever heard. Okay.
Yeah. What did I say? So, you have heard.
I already started recording.
Okay, I started recording like 5 minutes ago. What are we doing now? Okay.
Yeet.
So, welcome to Brain Crumbs Podcast. I need a pop socket or something like that. I can hear my... What is it called? What is a pop socket? No, not pop socket.
What is a pop socket?
What was it called? Like the Schutz for the microphone.
Pop filter.
No, pop filter, pop socket. I need a pop filter for my peas. I can hear them in my head.
Okay, fine. So,
what is pop socket? Why do I know this word?
Google it.
Oh,
I am.
That's the round things you put behind your phone so you can hold it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Okay.
So, we have lost all the answers to the questions for 50 minutes. I have a stupid idea. How about I marked them all? So how about we just go through the list and we give a quick answer what we answered in that last episode?
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Cat.
Cat. Is cereal soup? No.
No. Yes.
No.
No. Yes.
No, because one, it is most of the time not warm, and it isn't done with water.
If you eat your chocolate chip cereal Kellogg's
cereal
with warm almond milk, then it's soup.
But I'm talking about cereal is not made with water.
But almond milk is.
With water.
Yeah. Half of it is water.
What did I say in the last episode?
No, you don't want it.
yes, but I quoted a meme. Cereal may have a seat on the council, but it has no right to talk. I am denying its existence. How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
What did we say?
At least 1,000.
At least 1,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they need to be able to, like, drown the elephant.
Drown?
Like, so many chickens, so they can pile up on the elephant.
Yes.
What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Every sport. Football.
Ice hockey.
Football.
Ice hockey.
American football.
Fine. I take ice hockey. Okay. What is your spirit animal?
Cat.
And
yours? Can you answer too?
I don't know.
Monkey.
Did I answer it last?
No, you said cat too.
Yeah, right, because you have help.
But with this one thing that you don't sleep the whole day.
True. Do you think cavemen had nightmares about cavewoman?
You said no, but I said yes.
No, I said yes, but no. It's not the first thing that would come to their mind.
That's a no.
I didn't say they didn't have nightmares. I just said that they have more problems to worry about before they have nightmares about their woman.
No, that's a no.
Okay, fine. If you were a fruit, what fruit would you be?
A banana. No, what did I say?
You said strawberry.
Strawberry? Or cherry?
I think. I said watermelon.
Yeah. Why? Explain.
Because they literally just grow lying like.
Oh yeah.
Lying
I remember.
down.
Yeah.
The laziest fruit ever.
Yeah, and I just hang there. Every fruit is lazy. Have you seen a fruit that goes like up?
Up?
Like grows like upwards?
I don't know.
Yeah, me too. They're all lazy.
What is the most annoying color? Olive green.
What did I say?
Pink?
Nah, pink is not annoying. Pink is ugly.
Ugly.
Me and my pink hair. Pink is just an...
I say olive green because it is ugly and it's annoying.
Yeah. I said gray. It's like
gray, yes, because it's
either white
for
or either black.
What song would you play if you were at a party?
Oh, we choose three, right? Three
yes, songs. Now we just choose one.
Okay.
I take Super Affection from Fate Carnival.
What should I choose? I have so many. Victon, What I Said.
Okay. Who was the worst teacher you've ever had?
Can we skip that?
We can skip that.
Okay.
What was your first computer game? For us both, it was Counter-Strike. The very
yes.
old one? I don't know which one.
The first that came out.
The first thing? Okay, I'm Googling it. I'm Googling it.
Oh, no.
Counter-Strike.
But can we say
was it 1.6?
I don't know. I don't even remember
it was,
what I ate yesterday.
I think it was 1.6.
Yeah. But is it legal?
It looks...
So, is it legal to say that like 6-7-year-olds played that?
Were you 6 or 7? Because I was so young, I don't even remember.
That's the problem.
Doesn't matter. It's already in the past.
I think you were 6 or 7.
Could be. Okay. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
Electricity control.
Are you with your electricity?
I love it. I
says the invisibility girl. The invisible girl.
Would you rather be a professional athlete or an astronaut?
Athlete.
Yes, athlete, me too.
Astronaut is so boring.
Yeah, they have so much shit to do.
Yeah.
And they're never home.
Yes.
So athlete is better.
Athletes
okay, that's
are
it.
Not home too. Like,
yes, but they can be at home. They can
yeah.
say, fuck it, I go home. Astronauts can't do that in space.
I'm tired of this shit. I'm going.
I'm
I
going
quit.
Home. Jumps up.
Mom, take me home. I can't.
So that was it. Should we continue some questions
yeah.
or? Okay, then tell me a number.
What? That's it? That was our last question with the astronaut and athlete?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. So. 9.
Done.
Oh. So I have to 41.
What is the most useful invention of all time?
As a coffee lover, the coffee machine.
Mom. For me personally, I think I love my computer, so probably the computer.
Yeah.
But I think we should give some credit to the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Next.
51.
What is the weirdest thing you have ever eaten?
The weirdest thing? Cat food.
You ate cat food?
Yeah, I just wanted to try because, you know,
I think I ate this too.
Yeah, we were all curious about that because he was like, oh, yeah, what's that?
I think it was cat
it's food.
I think it was cat food, yes. Okay, next one. We're rushing through these.
Yes. Twelve.
Ooh. Who would win in a fight between Superman and Batman?
Batman.
Are you sure?
Don't ask me why. I just love Batman.
Yeah, but it doesn't ask you who you love. It asks who would win a fight.
Everyone that I love wins in my dreams, okay?
Man, you have unrealistic dreams. Unless Batman has kryptonite in his weaponry, Superman wins.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Yes.
Next question. We are so fast with these.
What the fuck? 21.
If you could be in any movie, what would it be?
Wait, do I say a movie that exists or I do my own movie? Like, I didn't understand. Like, a movie that exists?
Actually, that interpretation is clever and we can use one existing and one non-existent.
The non-existent.
Because I don't know what the actual definition of the answer, question would be.
A non-existing one? Probably. I don't know. Existing one?
Yes, existing but one.
Can you ask the question again?
If you could be in any movie, what would it be?
Any movie. Is animation included? Anime included?
As long as it's a movie.
As long as it's a movie.
So you can't say Haikyuu or something because that's a series and not a movie.
Yeah.
You can say, however, like Your Name or Silent Voice and stuff that.
Ooh, Persona.
Persona is a good one.
Yeah. Persona.
Which one, but... Which
one? The Persona first 3. One.
The first.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I haven't seen the first one, I think. What was the first one? Was it just called Persona?
Persona? It's written... Persona 3?
Yes.
Something like that. And
Spring of Birth? Yes, yes. Persona 3, Movie 1. Movie 1. Sorry, the German came out.
Yeah.
Movie 1, Spring of Birth. Yes, I have seen that too.
Yeah, we have that in DVD, you know?
Yes, we have that. Okay. I want to be in a Marvel Cinematic Universe film. But oh. Which one?
Wait, what was her name? Catwoman?
Catwoman?
No, what was the with Scarlett Johansson?
Black Widow.
Ah, yes. Would you not?
I would like to be in a movie where all of them are together.
Infinity War.
Infinity War, Endgame. Civil War, Avengers 1, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, okay.
I love the series. I have seen every single movie.
But which one do you want?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would like to join the discussion from Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
Yes.
Next okay. question.
Next question. Number, please.
4.
Done.
5.
Done.
6.
Would you rather have no nose or no arms?
No nose.
No nose. Easy.
Easy.
I need my arms.
Who would choose nose over arms?
Someone who already has no arms.
That was dark. Ouch.
That was dark but true.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
30.
30, already done.
31.
What Disney princess would make the best spy?
Make the best spy? Oh god. I don't even know that many Disney princesses.
Me too.
I would just say like Ariel.
Because she can't stay underwater.
Yeah.
That.
But doesn't she at the end? Doesn't she lose, like her mermaid person, and becomes a human for the love of her life?
Could be.
I mean, I don't know. I don't watch Disney princesses.
Disney princesses. List of Disney princesses.
So, we have Snow White. Oh, Snow White would be actually.
She can talk to animals, which could be a source of information.
Yeah, and she has 7 slaves.
7 slaves, right. Jasmine from Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Yes, Aladdin.
Nah, I don't think so.
Mulan, she already trained.
She already was half spy.
Yeah, she's already warrior and can already do like shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. So we both say Mulan, right?
No, I'm still for Snow White.
Okay, I say Mulan.
Okay.
Where was that question? Oh, okay. Next question.
41.
Done.
51.
Done.
67.
Do you like pineapple on pizza? I think we already answered that on the one of the earlier episodes.
And if you didn't listen to the previous episodes, here is our answer again, and no.
Nope.
Nope. Never ever.
Next number.
How about you choose a number?
I see the questions.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I close my eyes.
What is the last question?
The last question, we already did that.
Oh. Okay, choose a number.
What would be a good question? What is your dream vacation?
Somewhere in the mountains, surrounded by cold weather, like snow, and without any tourists or any living species around you, just one house in the mountains.
Oh, lonely.
That was so dark.
That wasn't dark, it was just so boring.
Why?
I wanna make a world tour. I wanna go to many different countries and
big cities.
But
we're talking
cities.
About vacation.
Yes, it can be a vacation.
Uh-huh.
A vacation is just what you do when you have like a period of time free from work.
Yeah, but if you do
a vacation could also be just staying at home. So I'm taking the world tour.
Oh, I want the One Piece life too.
One Piece life too. Okay, next question. You can choose a number again.
24.
24 is, what is the worst song ever?
The worst song. I don't know. I don't listen to worst bad songs.
To bad songs, yeah, right.
Oh God!
I cannot think of something besides Never Gonna Give You Up.
Why? It's a good song.
No, that's a good song, yes. It just became annoying because of the Rickrolls.
Yeah.
What is a bad song?
I can't remember that I listened to a bad song ever. I just have too good taste, you know?
Or no taste at all. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay, next.
Next question.
64.
64. What celebrity would you most like to switch lives with?
Do you want to switch life with a celebrity?
First, what do we count as a celebrity?
Everyone that is famous.
So YouTubers as well.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
Or are YouTubers celebrities?
That's a good question because that is also a question a lot of YouTubers and their communities have asked.
Let me
I'm not going into that.
celebrity definition. So why is it called so someone who is famous, especially in the entertainment business.
Oh, we're talking about the business.
Yeah,
So, like Hollywood and stuff.
but most of the YouTubers doing business with their YouTube
Ooh.
channels.
Who would I switch with?
Or can I Google just are YouTubers celebrities? More and more YouTubers have been making their way to bigger fame, starring in actual movies rather than their own content. This raises the question if YouTubers should actually be considered celebrities. To put it simply, no. YouTubers should not in any way be considered celebrities. And that's from stackonline.net. If you want to shitstorm
Shitstorm them.
yes.
Honestly, that's just petty. That's just petty. There are literally YouTubers who have starred in actual movies and
Yes.
they still deny their status because they don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
We will count YouTubers as celebrities.
okay, now's the question, who do we pick out of them?
PewDiePie.
You really want to have that much responsibility?
No, not really.
I am
PewDiePie is still better than my first thought.
Who was your first
Michael
thought?
Jackson.
He's dead.
No, when he was still alive, you know? Like,
But that's even
he
worse
could.
responsibility.
That's the worst. Like, just imagine you can't even go out anywhere without bodyguards and special forces. Like PewDiePie can still go out and buy stuff, you know? Like grocery shopping and stuff.
Who would I switch lives with? Probably someone who has like a decent income, but is not really that known.
Is there
I would
someone?
I would either switch with Ross Boomsocks,
okay,
a League of Legends YouTuber,
mm-hmm,
because that's like close to a million, or Rustage, the nerdcore rapper.
Yeah. For me,
I think I'll take Rustage because he, well, I think if I switch places with him, I would also get his equipment, and that would be awesome because I don't have any equipment.
Yeah.
And he's doing music, which I already want to do.
True.
And he is close to a million subs, which is famous, but not that much that you have
famous,
like a shit ton of responsibility.
But not really.
Famous, but doesn't have that much responsibility.
You know that Ryan Higa video? The cooking show he did a few years ago?
I think so.
He always said, like, it's waffles, but you know, it's cooking, but not really. So it's stuck in my head still. So you're famous, but not really.
Something sad I just want to point out is if you switch places, you're basically telling that famous person you're switching with, here, deal with my life.
So it's just it's not a win-win situation. It's more like a win-lose situation,
and that's why I don't want to pick Rustage because I like him too much. I like him too much that I want to like
then you
do
have
him
to,
dirty.
Then you have to switch lives with someone you hate.
XQC. No, I don't hate him. I just don't know him. I see his rage compilations. Or Tyler 1.
Who would I pick actually? Like I don't know. Or no, I really don't know.
You're too stuck up on YouTubers. I think you can find someone if you think outside of that box.
True. Probably then. Like Beyonce.
Okay.
Beyonce is good.
Okay. But
Beyonce
next
is
question.
Very good.
Next question, or are we done for this episode?
One last question.
Okay, pick a number. You said it. You wanted one more question.
No. 61.
Wow. Okay. No, that would be already the same question. What would be your superpower?
Oh, no.
Or wait. It could be a question of what are you good at that you would consider at a superpower?
Sleeping. Eating. These two are just the only talents I have.
I think of myself as being really good at creating stories and storylines.
Mm-hmm.
With little to no plot
holes.
Can you
stop overshadowing me?
That's the only thing I can say about me, okay?
Uh.
You are a human measure tape. You know perfectly, almost perfectly, how long something is, or the distance between something, and if something is leveled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your Actually, eyes yes. can see that really well.
But it comes from my job, you know,
like what. Yes, I learned. But no matter where it came from, you have it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I spent my whole life just thinking about stories, made me good at creating stories with no plot lines, plot holes.
Okay. So you're a good storyteller. Can we say that?
Story creator? For a storyteller, I have to be better at English.
Story creator, and I'm the human...
Human measure tape.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the last question.
Yes. So, today we did it in a rush, because this episode has to be uploaded in 5 hours.
Good luck with that.
Good luck for me, please. Yeah. Thank you very much. So now the outro. Can we do at least once do a proper outro? Because now we have everything. We have Google Podcasts, iTunes, Amazon Music, Deezer, Spotify. You can listen to us on YouTube. Yes, it's weird listening to something on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. So,
follow us on Instagram, Brain Crumbs Pod. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok,
YouTube, Spotify, the other podcast apps.
I just said the podcast apps.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I hope that this Saturday, when we record again.
Yes.
That we don't lose all our files, you know?
You know what's funny?
Huh?
You're talking about a proper outro. We didn't even say our names at the start.
Oh, shit. Again?
Again?
Look, in one episode we did an intro and not an proper outro. In this episode we do a proper outro, but we didn't introduce ourselves. In one episode we did nothing, we just talked. What is this? This is professionalism.
We are professionals. So, how about this kind of outro? I have been Metzko, she has been Psycho, the disaster child. And this has been Brain Crumbs. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
Yeah, yeet!
Yeet!